They were at Goodland yesterday, and they've got quite a few meets coming up here as they're two meets into the season here. And we're joined here with junior Emma Wheeler starting things off here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Yesterday made the track up to Goodland, and how'd you do there?
It was pretty good. My first lane was really good, and then mm-hmm. it kind of went downhill from there, but it was still pretty decent.
And it was an 18-hole tournament. That was your first 18-hole tournament of the year, right?
Yes.
Okay. How did you feel like that went compared to your 9-hole at Hugoton the previous week?
It definitely felt a lot longer, and it was mm-hmm. very hot, so that made it kind of worse, but it was all right.
Yeah, you got to battle the heat sometimes, but what are some things that you do when you have to battle the elements?
Just drink a lot of water and just, I don't know, try to find shade whenever you can.
All right, and of course, second year out for golf. Compared to last year when you were at Goodland, how did you feel like you went and competed this year?
I felt like I was a lot more relaxed, and I competed well. It's just the standards are really high, but hoping to do better.
All right, and what's next meet for you coming up here?
Tomorrow is Cimarron.
That's right. Okay, and what do you know about that course?
I don't really remember from last year, but I heard it's a nice course.
Okay, probably some hills.
Yeah, probably.
Probably, yeah. Well, but what other than Scott City's course, what's your favorite course to play on?
I really like Lakin.
Okay.
A lot.
All right, you got like playing through all the trees and stuff, huh?
Yeah.
All right, just don't hit them too much.
But. Yeah, I like it. It's pretty flat.
Yeah.
It's always nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully things go well for you. Do you have like an ideal score you want to see tomorrow?
Tomorrow, since we're only playing 9, I want to break 50.
All right.
In the tournament.
Hopefully that works out for you here, Emma. Thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, junior Emma Wheeler joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and we have a player making her debut here on the show here. I'll have to ask her name here, so we'll have to let her introduce herself here. Go ahead and introduce yourself here.
My name is Brooklyn Escalona, and I'm a sophomore.
All right. Is this your first year out for golf?
This is my second.
Second year, okay. How's it been for you so far this year?
So far it's been pretty good for the first two tournaments that we have had. I played second JV on Thursday, and yesterday I didn't place, but I didn't do like too bad or anything.
Yeah, was it the first time you've played 18 holes before?
Yes.
How was that for you?
It was very exhausting. Like my legs hurt so bad afterwards. I definitely had to stay hydrated because I was getting really hot.
Yeah. What are some things that you had to maybe do to persist through the tournament there? First time playing 18 holes.
Definitely staying consistent. It's very important that I stay consistent. That way, my score wasn't too. Yeah. Or anything.
All right. And what's been your strength of your game so far this year?
Definitely staying consistent as well. I've stayed very consistent this year, so like being able to stay that consistent is really something that's been good for me.
How's your putting?
My putting?
Yeah.
It's getting better. It could be better, but
yeah, it always could be, right?
There. Yeah.
But hopefully things work out. What would you like to see? Are you going down to Cimarron tomorrow then?
I am.
All right. What's kind of a goal that you'd like to see tomorrow?
Definitely a good 60 would be nice.
All right. Well, hopefully that works out for you here. Once again, it's a sophomore, Brooklyn Escalona. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, and good luck to you coming up throughout this season.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, the sophomore, Brooklyn Escalona. And then we get a senior joining us here. We're going to let her on the show here. It's been happened since last year, I think. So, but we're excited to have her on. Senior Jonna Sowers, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Adam?
Doing great. Is this your second year out for golf?
This is my first year
out for golf.
First time I a golf club was first day of practice.
Well, yeah. All right. What made you decide to come out for golf?
I thought walking around a golf course seemed fun. So here I am.
All right. Well, how do you feel like your golf is so far?
I feel like I'm the next Tiger Woods whenever he first started.
Okay.
You know?
Man, you set the bar pretty high right off the bat. Well, we'll have to ask Coach about that. Have you been in a couple of meets here so far this year?
Yeah, I went to Goodland and I played 9 holes. First meet I've ever been in.
All right. How'd that turn out for you?
it was really great whenever I got to get on the golf cart with the coaches and drive around and watch the other and, like, encourage the varsity players. Like, when my time was over, like, that was, like, the best part.
But how'd you feel like your golf game was yesterday?
10 out of 10. It could have been better. It could have been worse.
Could have been, yeah, it could have been worse. But, yeah, that's a good mindset there. And what's the biggest thing you've learned so far while going to play golf?
Definitely fill your water bottles up before practice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially on the hot days like this here. When's your next meet coming up here?
Oh, next week sometime. I'll be on the course again.
All right. Well, all right. Do you have a goal how you like to do throughout this year?
You know, I would really like to shoot, like, lower 50s.
All right.
On nine holes.
That'd be pretty good there. And what are some things you're trying to do to continue to improve here?
Show up to practice, work hard.
All right. Good attitude, yeah. And so, once again, Senior John Assayers joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thank you, and good luck to you coming up here. All right. Now we get to talk here with, once again, here, and we'll get Coach Michelle Leitner here ready to go here. And how you doing this evening?
Oh, pretty good. I'm going to have to start vetting my girls before they come out here, I guess.
Man, yeah. But no.
I hope her ego can fit in her car.
You know, that's setting the bar pretty high. But no, that's pretty cool, and you can tell that they're really having fun with this season here. And you go to play nine holes at Huguenin last week. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, you go play 18 for your varsity at Goodland there. And how's the first two meets been for you guys?
It's been pretty rough because of the heat. It's really hot out there, and I think it's a struggle for some of them just because it's so hot. And what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Hydrate.
And just hydrate, yeah. And, you know, that is a tough thing there. But they say it's eventually going to cool down. But it's unfortunate to be about to halfway point when it really starts cooling down.
Yeah.
Pretty good field yesterday there up at Goodland there, competition there. And, of course, Colby's really kind of in a league of their own right now, and I saw Goodland was second there. But you had to be pretty happy with as many newcomers as you do have on the team this year on varsity that you guys were in fifth place there.
Yeah, you know, and we're still trying to figure out who's going to go where we're all fitting in. And so that's, like, the puzzle that has to be put together. But I think we're doing really well so far. We're not last.
No.
You know, and I had a Jay Veer that placed again yesterday. Ella Frank tied actually for second, but then the tiebreaker, she got fifth. So, like, we have some good girls coming on up, so.
Yeah, and, you know, you can tell a little bit that they still are a little frustrated with some of their things there, and that's good to see that they have that competitiveness in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, really, you have to have that edge if you want to get better and, like, do better. And sometimes golf is just, for them, a social hour, so.
Yeah. You definitely do have a very competitive team here this year, and we're willing to get better. And tomorrow you go to Cimarron and play there, and I'm sure you're going to see kind of the similar teams there. And that should be a good another good competitive day for you guys.
Yes, and I'm taking Kate Rogers and Alexi Schwent again, and just see where they're at, and going to take the last of our JV girls that haven't played yet. So it should be a good day for everybody.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice to kind of put them up in that varsity anyway, because you do have, I think over eight or whatever varsity tournaments this year, if my memory serves me right, looking at your schedule.
Yeah, and we have some JV tournaments, so I think the girls are all going to get some pretty good play.
That's fun to see, and I noticed that Cimarron did not have a team there. Had three girls there yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it wasn't a full team.
Okay.
So.
All right, but yeah, they still, just how tough is this league again this year?
Oh, that Colby, like, Colby's going to be tough as usual, but Goodland is really coming up pretty good too. Like, we had some close races with them last year, and this year, not so much. So,
yeah. Well, it's still early in the year.
Yeah, it's only two tournaments in, so we'll get it figured out, and we'll be ready.
Did you see quite a bit of improvement from meet one to meet two for your varsity?
I sure did. Like, and You know, it's pretty tough because two of my girls that I took on varsity have never played 18 holes. And so, like, that's a lot. And in that heat, that's a lot. And the fact that they just kept going and didn't let anything deter them, you know, that's a good sign. So
good. Well, continues to be a busy time for you. You go to Cimarron tomorrow, and then some more meets for you guys next week.
Three.
A busy week. Yeah, three
next week.
That's all. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like Thursday will be a complete JV tournament.
Okay.
Even Colby, so that'll be something different. Give all those
right.
varsity girls a little break.
Yeah. So. Otherwise, that's going to be a busy year.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
All right. Once again, Coach Michelle Leitner joining me here. And thanks a bunch for the time again. And good luck to you guys for the next week. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you. You have a good night.
All right. Thank you, too.